Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Antion is here. I'm glad he's here, too. Tom's an old friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Tom is an internationally acclaimed expert on internet marketing for small businesses. And his brand new book is out right now, folks. It's called The Ultimate Guide to Electronic Marketing for Small Businesses. He's our old friend. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Jim, I'm thrilled to be back, man. How you doing?
Doing great. It's always a pleasure to have you back on the show, and especially to talk to us about electronic marketing. And I was telling the audience before that when you joined us, you were going to help us to make sure that we were getting the most out of our online strategy. And I asked the question. I said, you do have an online strategy, don't you? is there anybody out there now, you think there's anybody left after all these years who actually don't have an electronic strategy for their business?
Most of them don't have a strategy.
Tom.
They have a wallet that gets drained, sucked dry by the propeller heads and techno geeks and web designers of the world because they don't know any better. And an online strategy, I mean, I have sites, Jim, that cost less than $20 that bring in $35,000 a year. So that's a strategy.
Okay,
strategy,
you just got our attention on that one.
Yeah, strategy is not paying $5,000 for one that doesn't make anything a year. I mean, it is a strategy technically, okay, but it doesn't do you too much.
There's a difference in a strategy and a successful strategy. Is that
right.
What you're saying?
Right. Yeah, there's a difference in a strategy and like a Titanic going down. So
what do you think is the biggest mistake that we make that is being made out there right now? Besides not having a strategy, and besides doing one poorly, like you were just saying, what's the next thing?
Well, that's it. People look at the internet part of their business as an adjunct rather than the main part, and so they don't give it the attention it deserves because it is so powerful. I do a lot of these interviews, Jim, and people ask me, well, how can you say the internet's so hot with all these dot bombs and all that? And I say,
that's ancient history.
This is the best time in the world to be in small business because we never had these kinds of tools that allow you to sell around the world for virtually no cost. So,
well, you remember when you first were on the show, you probably heard me say that the 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur, and that was back in the 20th century.
And, exactly.
And that's exactly what you're talking about.
The tools are sitting right in front of you. Most of the people out there have a computer and a high-speed internet connection that allows you to rock and roll around the world. So first thing is they got to put an attitude behind this. Hey, this is a way for me to give security to my business and my family, and it deserves more attention than what I'm giving it.
Do you think that some companies, especially if they're a traditional 20th century company, that some people think that the internet could actually change their way of life, and that it's something that would maybe would cannibalize the old way of doing business, and they don't even want to see what that looks like?
No, the problem is that kind of thinking is totally backwards, Jim. The truth is that your traditional business mixed with a good strong web strategy can double, quadruple, or quintuple your mm-hmm. business. That's mm-hmm. the truth of the matter, but you have to give it its fair share of attention.
Somebody said something to me one time that was really an important thing to think about. He said, when you're thinking of online, this was Dan Burris, by the way. Daniel Burris said this to
me
first.
Yeah.
He said, when you're thinking of your online strategy, you're trying to figure out how you should feel about it. He said, don't think either or, think both and.
That's true, and I'll piggyback off of that in that we teach people don't think in terms of website, but in terms of websites, plural,
mm-hmm.
because it's the more specific you can be on small niche websites, the better chance you have of getting high rankings and traffic. And hey, Dan said another thing a while back that I thought was cute. He said, don't worry if your kids don't know what they want to be yet. It probably hasn't been invented yet.
That's a good point. And Dan, by the way, folks, is a visionary, especially when it comes to technology. Okay, take us by the hand, Tom. Where should we start? Let's say you've got a business that's got a website, and it's not being all that successful. We're interested in learning more. We're interested in doing better with our online strategy. What's the first step that you would have us to do?
The first step, I would say, is get some credible training. And that could be a book like I have or any of the online marketers that are successful and credible can give you some basic training so that you won't get taken. And well, I use these terms kind of unlovingly, propeller head and techno geek. But these people that never made a nickel on the internet, you don't want to let them in charge of your financial future. You know, all they love to do is install hard drives and sell you a bunch of stuff that's worthless. So get some knowledge; it'll pay off enormously because you won't get taken for a ride.
Sometimes they also not only take you for a ride, but they hold you hostage.
Well, that's right.
They hold your website hostage.
Yeah, I've had, within the past month, I've had three people that they don't even own their own website. They just said, I'll let the propeller head take care of it. And that propeller head registered their domain name in their name, not the owner's name.
Mm.
And then they disappeared or they had a falling out because of the expenses and deadlines weren't being met.
And they can't get their property.
You don't even have control of your own website.
But even if you do own it yourself, sometimes you don't have access to make changes. You become hostages.
Yeah, they have the passcodes and all that stuff. So don't let that happen to you. Then the next thing is find out the resources where you can get help cheaply. I'll give you some right now. Craigslist is one. Craigslist.com.
What's Craigslist.com do for us?
Craigslist.com is a free classified ad place pretty much all around the country. I know some of your international customers may not have it locally, but a lot of international people visit it. And we found a guy in Eastern Europe that did me the fanciest website I ever did. It's an $8,000 would have cost me locally for $400.
Wow.
And I still haven't given him a nickel, and he's been working a month on it, getting it just perfect before he'll even take the money. He's such a good, hard worker.
Right. Tom, hold on to that thought. We're visiting with our good friend Tom Antion, ladies and gentlemen, a member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of The Ultimate Guide to Electronic Marketing for Small Businesses. And Tom, congratulations. I know it's number one all over the country. Stay with us. 20 after. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget to subscribe to my blog. The newsletter comes on Sunday once a week by email. The blog comes by really simple syndication every day. So those of you who can't wait a whole week to hear from me, we have the RSS feed on the blog, and will allow you to get something from us every day. And I know that's like a dream come true for many of you. Tom Antion is our good friend and our guest. He's the author of the new book, The Ultimate Guide to Electronic Marketing for Small Businesses. And congratulations, Tom, on how well this book is doing.
Well, thanks, Jim. Yeah, it's really taken off, and it's all because of internet marketing. We have a big list and joint venture partners that allow us to promote by email, so there's no $10,000 a month publicist involved, and there's no enormous, driving trip and book signing trip. It's all
done by internet. You practice what you preach, don't you?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, and you were just talking about RSS stuff. I don't know if your listeners know it or not, but, you know, you can build complete stores on the internet using RSS feeds from other companies. It's like Amazon.com. You can go to C3Scripts.com. For $100, you can get a store builder that plugs you right in, and then you have complete access to Amazon's store showing up on your website, and you can pick and choose gardening or whatever you like and sell affiliate stuff. So
if people, and the way that works, if I understand, Tom, is Amazon obviously encourages that, and then they sell the stuff, actually. It actually goes through them. Then they kick you back a little commish.
That's the whole thing, and that's one thing that the people, that's one of the other biggest mistakes people make. They need to make money coming and going. That means if they don't buy from me, or even if they do buy from me, I'm going to recommend stuff to them from somebody else and get a commission. And I want your listeners to really think about this. I probably have about $20,000 a month that comes to me that I couldn't stop the money if I tried because of these affiliate relationships. You're paying somebody else for a service or product, and they're sending me a commission. Beats the heck out of working for a living.
Well, yeah, the way to get to real wealth is to make money when you sleep.
That's it, exactly, and this isn't hocus pocus. This isn't a late night infomercial.
But Tom, we hear, you know, people ask me all the time. I see all these get rich quick schemes on the television or the radio or in the papers or whatever. And you know, you too can earn $50,000 a month online. What do you think about those things?
Well, those are pie in the sky, and they're trying to just suck people in with stuff that's pretty shaky. The internet is not shaky if you use the tools properly and learn. It's not going to be quick. You're not going to be rich overnight. You're going to learn how to build a business online for a very tiny investment compared to any other regular business. We made $228,000 one month. We made $80,000 last month sitting at home. But I've been working at this. I put 100 hours a week into building this stuff.
You've been doing this a long time. You're one of the early voices in this. But still, it hasn't been that long, though, really, in terms of a career. It hasn't really – it's actually happened pretty quickly, hasn't it?
That's for sure. But it's been hard work and attention paid to it. And everything – I believe in this theory. Work, get paid, instead of most of – the people out there are going work, get paid.
Right.
So I put my time.
Well, that is the beauty of the
off.
Internet. It is repeatable like that. It can be. But what about now? We're all fixed up here, Tom. You've gotten us set up with a good website. We didn't spend too much money. We've gotten our affiliates, et cetera, et cetera. How do we market all this?
Well, you can. There's lots of ways. First of all, you can get good search engine positioning, and that takes time and effort. You can use pay-per-click search engine, which means you find the words that people type in looking for your product or service, whether it's a local ice cream store in your city or if it's an international service or clothing. And when people type it in, you have bid on how much you're willing to pay for somebody to click to come over to your store.
Right.
So that's pay-per-click. That's another way. Another way that's really great is joint venture. That means you go find someone that's already got a lot of traffic and a big database in your industry or related to your industry, and they promote you to their people, and you give them part of the money, of the revenues. That's joint venture marketing. So if you do those three things consistently, you'll have plenty of traffic.
All right, and what about email marketing? What do you think about that? I got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, email marketing is great, but it's kind of at its peak. So I make a fortune on email marketing, but it's harder to get the emails through nowadays. So
it is.
Smart marketers are going to weblogs or blogs.
Yep.
And getting the RSS again. So
I was going to ask you, don't you think RSS is going to eventually make email marketing inert?
I believe so in the future, but I still think we have a few good years left to make a lot of money.
I agree. It's going to take some time. I think RSS could be the biggest threat to newspapers as well. What do you think?
Yeah, I believe newspapers are having a hard time because, everybody does everything on the Internet now. News, sports, weather, buy their gifts.
Well, it's unfortunate because you can't get everything on RSS that you can get in a newspaper, but I do think that's where the younger generation is moving. Tom, give us your website, please.
Okay, just visit Antion, antion.com, and We'll fix you up.
Thanks, Tom. The book is The Ultimate Guide to Electronic Marketing for Small Businesses, wherever books are sold. Tom Antion will be right back in another day. I'll be back right after these messages with Peter Newton. He's with Monster.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.